Gorgeous Fashion on Radio Gorgeous.
Are image consultants simply about colours and stilettos? Should you get advice before you make a fashion statement or a huge fashion faux pas? This is Nikki Bannerman, and I'm very happy to welcome one of the most highly qualified image consultants, Carol Collins, to Radio Gorgeous. Carol, welcome.
Hello, Nikki. Lovely to see you.
So can you tell us, is fashion styling all about helping women feel more confident?
My message to women is that I will help them be the best they can be. It started off 20 years or so ago when two girls were on television putting ladies in glass cases and making them feel rather uncomfortable about their body shapes. All that has finished, and it could not be a more fun career. I just say, in the business of making people feel good and building up confidence, that can be in local universities, lecturing the boys and girls about the best impression when they get out of university rags, if you like.
Yes, of course.
How to behave at interviews. I've been doing quite a lot with dating and dining with farmers, which has been very interesting.
Fabulous. I'm going to ask you about that.
Yes, I'll tell you a lot about that. That was one of my funniest ones. I've been changed attitude, Marks and Spencer's customer service.
Yes.
There aren't many areas that I haven't had the opportunity. Yes, and it never stops.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Style.
Yes.
Style is it.
Absolutely.
So who has inspired you as a style icon, Carol?
Well, my sister was the brainy one, if you like, of the two of us. I was the more arty one. But Daddy wouldn't let me go to art school because I'd never get a job. So I went to business school in London, and then I was fortunate enough. I was raking through the old Evening Standard, and I saw a job as a junior at Harrods for the PR girl.
Yes, of course.
So fortunately, I got the job, and my boss that year had been awarded that honour
really?
Of being one of the 10 best-dressed women in the world.
That is huge accolade.
It was. We had a funny little office right at the top of Harrods. Not the best place in Harrods, but we could look down the street and watch the rollers moving.
Everywhere in Harrods is the best place.
Exactly, exactly. Anyway, Laurie, bless her heart, used to come sweeping into the office at about 10 o'clock, and we'd all been there since Harper's Day, if you can imagine. She would be dressed in original Balenciagas or Givenchy's.
Lovely.
And I don't know how many gold fine bracelets tinkling as she came through the
yes.
door. She said, we knew when she was coming.
The doyens of fashion.
Oh, yes. Yes. And, of course, she knew all the fashion girls. And what we had to do with PR with fashion, I ended up in her place, although no way was I in the same
Lovely.
League. She retired eventually. But we had to publicise everything that Harrod sold. It could
yes.
be animals in the zoo department, but as it happened, it was mostly
fashion,
which
Lovely.
Was great.
What a fabulous job.
So that was a fantastic start. And then, you know, fast forward, I then trained as an image consultant in Cambridge about 25 years ago. And then it was largely colour, but colour is still terribly important.
Yes, of course.
Terribly
yes.
important.
Yes.
It's not one of those things that comes and goes, because clothes are very expensive. And we go through colour first, which is terribly important. We go through body shape, face shape, best hairstyles. Face shape is
yes.
terribly important.
Yes.
yes. We go through a whole list and run it through so
yes.
that they go away knowing exactly what sort of area they should be watching very carefully, what sort of clothes they ought to perhaps not, aren't perhaps appropriate for their job or their lifestyle.
Yes.
So, yes, it's a tremendous amount of knowledge that we can impart now. It's not just, the early days, of image.
It's very sophisticated
yes,
and
it
intelligent
is.
Now,
yes,
really.
It
I mean,
is.
Should fashion and trends change what actually suits us, do you think?
Well, yes. I mean, it depends how much time you want to spend looking trendy. But to be perfectly honest, there are so many fantastic imports now. Put it this way, it is perceived that if you look current, you're a current thinker.
Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And it is quite a powerful statement, but it works.
Yes.
yes.
I know Fashion Week this week it says trending for spring are
yes.
hyper florals, very large florals, monochrome, shimmer and shine, and back to the 70s. What do
yes.
you think about all
well,
of those?
All fantastic, used in the right
really?
Place.
Have you got a fringed suede jacket? That's what.
Well, I've got a jacket. I think I might make it fringed myself.
Oh, yes.
You
good
see,
tip,
that's
girls.
What you can. You don't have to spend a fortune. You can find a good seamstress somewhere.
And do the same
just
with your
a nip
handbag.
And tuck. That's what our mothers used to do. Personal branding is really when you have discovered all these things about yourself, when you've been to an image consultant, you know where you're going, and that is your personal brand. I mean, I know the sort of clothes that you wear, so I understand your brand, if you like.
And so what, who you actually are.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
The value of what you offer.
Yes, yes, totally that.
Mm. So have you ever styled any famous women or men that you can tell our listeners about?
Oh, gosh, yes, I styled the... one time I styled the boss of Marks & Spencer. It's quite a long story, but I'll tell you quickly. It must have been about, October time. Not that it really matters, but quite a heavy sort of merchandising time. And I wanted some new bras, and I wanted some 34Bs, which must be, you know, the most popular size, practically. And I went into Marks & Spencer's. It was fairly quiet. Went round. I couldn't find a bra. Couldn't find my size anywhere. And there were two ladies. One was up a ladder and the other was holding the ladder. The older lady was holding the ladder. And she was fascinated by the talk, weekend talk, and what the younger girl up the ladder had been doing, you see. So eventually I plucked up courage. I said, excuse me, I can't find any 34 bras. Oh, no, dear, they are most popular size. So she carried on chatting. I said, excuse me again, but I'm not a Marks & Spencer's girl, but... if you are run out, does it make any sense to order more? Oh, sorry, darling, we can't do anything about that.
So times have changed.
Yes. I then went to Marks & Spencer's AGM. And they said, come and the boss then said, any questions, come to me. So I was, I was with a client in London about 2 weeks after that. And I was driving back and my husband took the phone call. And he said, actually, it's the boss of Marks & Spencer's wants to speak to you. And he said, Carol, can we meet? Your letter was just hysterical. You're absolutely right. So I met him in London. And then, you know, we had a very interesting chat about making sure the right number of bras in place and what are they doing with, you know, the backroom girls should be sorting that all out.
Brilliant.
And then he asked me to do a complete makeover for all the new staff going into Victoria Marks & Spencer. So that was fascinating.
Really?
Yes.
So you turned it round to be a client. What a positive thing. Fantastic.
Yes, it was great fun.
And you can now order everything, can't you?
So, of course you can.
So you've touched on your career, Carol, but you are now one of the few image experts in the world to be a certified image consultant in America, which is quite an honour. And you mentioned you'd worked at Harrods and with the Doyens of Fashion. That's fabulous. You also qualified as an interior designer. Did you combine your people skills with your image skills to enter the image business?
Yes, I think, as it once I was in Harrods, I took time out for family, as one does. And that was something I could do from home in a small way. I hadn't discovered image then, but I used what I felt was my artistic sense with various clients I was recommended to. I think some of the most exciting clients I have are girls who come into the city every day. The nannies come in at 7 o'clock. They haven't got a clue really where to go. They need so much guidance. They're not going to be dressed outrageously, but if they want to move on to board level, of course, we have to up it.
Yes.
So I wouldn't say it was outrageous, but really I'm more involved with helping girls who really need that sort of help. And then I go back to their homes usually for a wardrobe clear out, and that is always hysterical because they open the door, we're almost flattened by the clothes that fall on top of us.
Really?
So we have decluttering sessions, which are great fun.
Just like Sex and the City. So you tend to categorise as working wardrobe, weekend wardrobe, going out wardrobe, do you?
Well, everyone is different. Some people can mix and match. I mean, I do.
Yes.
And I'm sure you do.
Yes.
I mean, I think I teach my clients how to mix and match. Not necessarily think they've got to make huge buys every season, you know.
Right.
You
so could, dressing up, dressing down.
Yes, yes. And don't panic if you can't find exactly what you want. I'm always around. But it's the question of working girls don't always have the time.
Yes.
And their mums probably were working, so they don't perhaps have the advice that mums could have given them.
Beg, borrow or steal?
Well, there's nothing wrong with borrowing or begging. And obviously, I couldn't underwrite. Steal from your friends. That's right.
That's what I was meaning. So would you ever leave home in a really old tracksuit and have any stray unwanted facial hair showing?
No, I think unless you love yourself and look after yourself, that's what it's all about. No, I wouldn't. My husband would probably say I wouldn't step out of the door without Lippy. But I suppose, yes, I mean, he prefers me without any makeup. And most husbands say that because they know how much you can spend on it, I think. But no, I think it's your self-respect is most important. And, yes. You know, OK, I think you need to brush your hair if you're going to take the dog out. But I think I can trust most women to know what that's about.
My weekday fix, darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
You've helped clients with their body language too.
Yes.
I know we're sitting here with our knees touching here.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, that is terribly important. One of the most important things I start off, especially with young people, is the handshake. You know, the constant eye contact, not getting too close, not pumping the hand. So a lot of that sort of area is terribly, terribly important. And not butting in when somebody is talking. And again, it's all the first impressions, where you are. So yes, then I had 6 or 7 dating and dining for young farmers. And I'm all about helping people.
And it helped them. So yes. It helps them as a social skill. So in terms
yes.
of how they should speak, how their manners should be.
Yes. And
just
yes.
body language, what they
all
wear.
All of that.
Everything.
And when you get taking a girl out to a date, most girls are working now. And it is polite these days, especially for the chaps. From the girls' point of view to the chaps, I say you should always settle who's going to pay these days.
Yes. You should share.
Yes, you should share. Or if the boy wants you to, or if it's the other way around, there's no reason why you shouldn't. That should really be made plain first.
Yes.
And to both people, don't dominate the conversation.
Oh, that's interesting.
Don't obviously speak with your mouth full, as Grandma would say. You know, and all those little nuances are terribly important. And don't cue. You know, listen properly. Don't be. Someone can tell you if you're just waiting to come in with more speak from you.
Yes.
So don't do that.
Don't listen.
And they nearly always try and catch me out. Say, Carol, one taxi or two. That's up to you guys. I'm not going there. So that's
yes,
usually with limits. Our finale.
You have your limits. Fabulous. Help on dating and dining as well. So let's help and motivate our listeners.
Yes.
Please describe how image can change your life personally or professionally and really improve your self-esteem.
Well, it is the same old story about first impressions. And it has been discovered now that your brain needs at least 4 or 5 good impressions before it can overcome a first bad one.
Really?
Mm. And that really is it in a nutshell. And then once you've found who you are and you can dress appropriately and you feel you're showing your true self by what you're wearing, that is when, you know, you're sky high. It gives you huge confidence and people pick that up hugely. A lot of it now these days is called emotional intelligence. I do a lot of work with that. You had a business and you wanted to 2 more people to join your business and maybe let's take one. And 2 people came along for the job. And 1 person had really put themselves together very well. Quite a cheeky, chappy sort of person or a girl. Perhaps not universally educated, but that's how she or he was. And then the next person came along with the most amazing qualifications. But it can sometimes make people slightly robotic or arrogant or whatever. The chances are, in certain situations, he wouldn't get the job, but the first person would. Because they've got the social skills, they could take your clients out to lunch, they could get more business for you. So there's a lot of speak now about emotional intelligence, and there's a lot of truth in that. So that's more or less where we are now. And again, it's, with apprenticeships, you know, they can be fantastic, and the government got rid of them years ago, I remember. But they're bringing them back. So perhaps I won't go into the university or not debate, but that is quite an interesting angle with image at the moment.
That's fantastic. That's actually very fascinating, really, because do you think the digital age is really changing people's social skills for the worse?
We have to remember we're all personal people. You know, we're here and we've still got our personalities, thank heavens. And it's just a question of sometimes perhaps holding back, but being nice to each other and being the best you can be, and that's how it all happens. Yeah. You should wear, it's a question of light, and if you're wearing the right colour round your neck, it'll send the right light to your face. We should just look at key pieces that we wore last summer, spring, that we absolutely loved. If it's a bit worn out, see if you can find something similar. And keep pieces that really are ageless, because, again, if they are getting a bit old, obviously find something quite like it.
But if you had to do a capsule, what would you recommend if someone was literally just had to grab a couple of things for a weekend? How many tops?
Oh, gosh, you could probably...
Trousers, skirts.
Yeah, yes, perhaps a good pair of jeans. Yes. I'm still a jeans girl. I don't think they'll ever go out of fashion. It's how you wear them. They look fantastic with stilettos and a little top. If you're going out somewhere for dinner, fantastic. For a weekend, probably three tops, again, the jeans, and then perhaps another smarter pair of trousers. If you know you're going out to a smart cocktail party or something, pop in something that will be appropriate for that. Again, it's where you're going, what would be appropriate. And yes, I mean, it's quite good fun actually honing it down. When I do go to the States, I have to do that.
Yes.
And that's always a good thing.
Jackets? Do you always carry a jacket?
Yes, jackets are always terribly useful because A-line skirts are coming back in, straight skirts are coming back in. And I've got, actually, I could show you, I've got a jacket upstairs, super little Saint Laurent jacket I did spend a fortune on, but it's got a little peplum and peplums are back.
Back, yes.
Yes, and unfortunately... Thanks to juicing, I'm almost back into it.
Yes, fabulous. You're looking great. Do you think women should evolve their sense of style as they get older?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I have a bright red jacket, which I'm iffing and ahhing about eBaying. My husband says, oh, I loved you in that jacket. But I know for me, I mean, I'm not a girl guide age. I know that, in fact, your complexion can soften slightly as you get older. And bright scarlet up to my face is not great at the moment. And it probably never will be now, so I can't change that.
Three ways to help a woman look her best. Have you got three pointers?
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, if you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, that's confidence. And people will love that. If you're at a party or whatever, they'll always go over to the person who looks confident. They may be terrified underneath. But if you've got that, you know you're looking good, you know you're looking appropriate, just go for it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Carol. It really is about raising your game, isn't
Anytime.
It?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. I think your ideas may really help our listeners to reflect on the outside how gorgeous they are on the inside. Thank you so much, Carol. You've certainly inspired me today.
My pleasure.
Presented and produced by Nikki Bannerman and edited by Anna Palinkas. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2015.